From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. Poland says it is negotiating with the United States to permanently station American heavy weapons inside its borders as part of a U.S. plan under consideration to bolster the presence in Eastern Europe and Baltic states to further deter Russian aggression. The Polish Defense Ministry said the proposal calls for the U.S. to deploy battle tanks and other heavy equipment in Poland and discuss the plan in Washington, expecting a decision soon. If approved, the U.S. would store fighting vehicles and position as many as 5,000 troops in Bulgaria, Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania, Romania, Poland, and possibly Hungary, all countries once part of the Soviet bloc. British media are reporting London has pulled spies from the hostile countries after Russia and China decrypted top-secret files leaked 2 years ago by former U.S. national security contractor Edward Snowden. The BBC and Sunday Times are reporting the pullback was ordered after Moscow gained access to more than 1 million encoded files. The newspaper, quoting separate government sources, said China also accessed the documents, which are said to reveal a wide array of Western intelligence techniques. World powers attempting to broker a nuclear deal are accelerating concessions with Iran, Israel Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said today. Facing a self-imposed deadline at the end of June, the six countries negotiating with Tehran have 2 weeks to finalize how Iran's civil nuclear program will be allowed to move forward. Iran's president is warning world powers negotiating the agreement to stop complaining over issues or risk missing the deadline. Speaking to reporters in Tehran Saturday, President Hassan Rouhani said an agreement is within reach, but some issues still remain. Israel's leader has staunchly opposed the talks in Geneva, spearheaded by U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry. This is VOA News. Activists say Kurdish fighters have made advances toward an Islamic State stronghold in Syria near the Turkish border amid intense fighting on both sides. The fighting has forced thousands of residents to flee to Turkey. Hundreds of Syrian refugees have gathered near the Turkish border, and some have crossed today in an attempt to avoid the violence. Meantime, ethnic tensions in Iraq and Syria are undermining efforts to defeat the Islamic State, as VOA's Latika Hoke reports.
As Kurdish forces prepare a major offensive against Islamic State in Syria, hundreds of civilians are fleeing into Turkey. A Turkish official has accused the Kurds of driving out Arabs from the areas they capture. The United States supports Kurds in their fight against Islamic State, but is warning against sectarian violence. Meanwhile, members of the Druze minority in the Middle East have called on the international community to protect their brethren in Syria, where the al-Nusra Front recently killed 20 Druze villagers. Several groups fight Islamic State and al-Nusra Front in Syria, including government forces, but they also fight each other. Zlatica Hoke, VOA News, Washington.
The International Criminal Court wants South Africa to arrest Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir, who is in Johannesburg for an African Union summit. The ICC says Mr. Bashir has two outstanding arrest warrants. He's charged with war crimes and genocide for sending the army and backing Arab militias in putting down an armed uprising in the Darfur conflict in 2003. Analysts say it's not likely AU summit hosts will detain the Sudanese leader. The AU has accused the ICC of unfairly targeting African leaders. North Korea today fired three short-range missiles into the Sea of Japan, just weeks after claiming a successful submarine-based ballistic missile test. South Korea's defense ministry says the North fired three KN-01 forces missiles from the eastern border town of Wonsan, which flew about 100 kilometers before landing in the sea. The test is the latest since Pyongyang's May 9th launch of three anti-ship cruise missiles. North Korea is already under UN sanctions, banning it from developing or using ballistic missile technology. The chief of South Korea's Samsung Hospital told a televised news conference today the hospital will suspend all non-emergency surgeries. Song Jae-hoon said the hospital will not accept any new patients either after the deadly Middle East respiratory syndrome took foothold in the facility. Since the first case was identified in mid-May, 145 people have been confirmed as having the virus. 15 have died. And Pakistan's Interior Ministry is allowing the non-governmental organization Save the Children back into the country to resume operations after shutting down its headquarters in Islamabad last week and giving staff members 15 days to leave the country. No elaboration on the reversal. I'm Marty Johnson.
That's the latest world news from VOA.